It was cold in the Paladuro in the winter of 78. From the reservation in the territory come rumors of an escape. The cowhands grew uneasy, 'cause we was losing beeves. It was feared it was Comanche, Quanah Parker in the lead. We remembered Blanco Canyon and the Battle of Adobe Walls, and a young Comanche warrior who could not be killed at all. So I thought it best to parley with the leader of their band, strike ourselves a treaty to live together on the land. When I rode out to make my call, I knew right where he'd been. I felt his magic in the canyon walls, his power in the wind. Locating their encampment, I stood down off my mount. I asked to see their capitan as the warriors circled round. A young man, tall and handsome, fixed me in his sight, saying, "Red men, call me Quanah Parker, say the white." As the few snowflakes began to fall upon the cedar glen, I felt his magic in the canyon walls, his power in the wind. Well, he had not come a-begging, though his fortunes, they were low. I could see his tribe was hungry for want of the buffalo. So I promised that I'd provision every week a couple of beeves for the ranchers and Comanches to abide their time in peace. Words he spoke were straight and tall, his heart feared not of men. I felt his magic in the canyon walls, his power in the wind. I stood behind our bargain, Quanah did as he had said. I never knew a promise broken by a man whose skin was red. And as an old man now I tremble when I stand upon the rim, looking down into the canyon, remembering what had been. There's an eagle soaring over all as I watch him turn and spin. I feel his magic in the canyon walls, his power in the wind. His magic's in the canyon walls, his power's in the wind.